Dinner at the restaurant.
晚餐在餐廳.
Lisa and Tom go to an Italian restaurant. They order pizza and salad and have a simple talk with the waiter.
Lisa and Tom go to an Italian restaurant. They order pizza and salad.
They enter the restaurant. The restaurant is nice. They choose a table. The waiter comes with a smile. Good evening, the waiter says.
晚上好,服務員說.
Lisa and Tom sit down.
Lisa and Tom 坐下.
They look at the menu.
他們看菜單.
There are many foods on the menu.
菜单上有很多食物.
Lisa wants pizza.
Lisa 想要披薩.
Tom wants salad.
Tom 想要沙拉.
The waiter comes back.
服务员回来.
They order the food.
他们下单.
The pizza is big.
披薩很大.
The salad is tasty.
沙拉很美味.
They eat happily.
他们吃得很开心.
They talk about school.
他们聊学校.
They laugh a lot.
他们笑得很开心.
Dinner is over.
晚餐结束了.
They pay the bill.
他们支付账单.
They leave the restaurant.
他们离开餐厅.
They have a nice evening.
他们度过了美好的夜晚.
A day full of emotions.
一天充满情感.
Anna has a challenging day in school.
Anna 在学校度过了具有挑战性的一天.
She feels joy, frustration, and satisfaction.
她感到快乐、沮丧和满足.
Anna learns how to express emotions.
Anna 要学习如何表达情感.
In the morning, she has a math test.
早上,她参加了数学考试.
The test is hard, but she tries her best.
考试很难,但她尽力了.
She feels proud of her effort.
她因为努力而感到自豪.
At lunch, her friends share funny stories with her.
午餐时, 她的朋友们和她分享有趣的故事.
She laughs loudly and feels happy.
她大声笑, 感到快乐.
In the afternoon, she has art class.
下午, 她参加艺术课.
She likes to draw and feels relaxed.
她喜欢画画, 感觉很放松.
After school, she has volleyball practice.
放学后, 她参加了排球练习.
She likes sports, and they make her energetic.
她喜欢运动, 运动让她精力充沛.
On her way home, she sees a beautiful sunset.
在家的路上, 她看到美丽的日落.
She stops to watch and feels peaceful.
她停下来看, 感到宁静.
At home, she eats dinner with her family.
到家后, 她和家人一起吃晚饭.
The conversation is joyful, and she feels content.
谈话开心, 她感到满足.
In the evening, she packs her bag.
晚上, 她整理书包.
She prepares for tomorrow.
她为明天做好准备.
As she goes to bed, she feels the day was meaningful.
当她上床睡觉时, 她觉得这一天很有意义.
Max plans a trip to Barcelona.
Max计划去巴塞罗那旅行.
He talks about attractions.
他谈论景点.
He books a hotel.
他预订了一家酒店.
He discusses travel preparations.
他讨论旅行准备.
Max likes the city.
Max喜欢城市.
He plans to visit museums.
他计划参观博物馆.
He also wants to see parks.
他也想看看公园.
Food is a part of his trip.
食物是他旅行的一部分.
Max wants to try some snacks.
Max想尝试一些小吃.
He is interested in Spanish food.
他对西班牙食品感兴趣.
His friend gives him advice.
他的朋友给了他建议.
They discuss culture.
他们讨论文化.
Max looks forward to his trip.
Max期待他的旅行.
He buys a plane ticket.
他买了机票.
Max packs his suitcase.
Max收拾他的行李.
He is ready to go.
他准备好出发了.
Max takes off to Barcelona.
Max起飞飞往巴塞罗那.
Way to the old library.
通往老图书馆的路.
Jens gives a tourist detailed directions to the old library in the city and describes significant landmarks.
严斯向一位游客详细地提供了去城里老图书馆的路线，还有一些显著的地标.
When the tourist reaches the city center, the first thing they see is a large fountain.
当游客来到市中心时，他们先看到的是一个大喷泉。
Next, they will notice a red brick building, which is the town hall.
接下来，他们会注意到一座红砖建筑，那是市政厅。
After walking two more streets, they'll see a bridge.
继续走两条街后，他们会看到一座桥。
The bridge leads to a quiet park.
那座桥通向一片宁静的公园。
The tourist can walk through the park.
游客可以穿过公园。
Then, at the end of the park, they will see the old library.
然后，在公园的尽头，他们会看到老图书馆。
The library is known for its huge wooden doors.
这座图书馆以其巨大的木门而闻名。
Beside the doors, there is a small sign.
门旁边有一个小标志。
The sign indicates the library's opening hours.
标志上写着图书馆的开放时间。
Students often come here to study.
在校学生经常来这里学习。
There is a dedicated area for research.
有一个专门的区域是为研究而设。
Tourists can easily find the reading area.
游客可以轻松找到阅读区。
The reading area is located at the back of the library.
阅读区位于图书馆的后面。
If tourists have any questions, they can ask the librarian.
如果游客有任何疑问，他们可以询问图书管理员。
A productive day.
一个富有成效的日子。
Sophie describes her structured day focused on task management, work, and leisure activities.
索菲讲述了她有计划的一天，专注于任务管理工作和休闲活动。
Sophie always begins her day with a healthy breakfast.
索菲总是把一天从健康的早餐开始。
Next, she takes a walk to the park for a morning exercise.
接下来，她会走到附近的公园做早操。
After exercising, she spends a few minutes meditating.
运动之后，她会花几分钟来冥想。
This helps her maintain focus throughout the day.
这有助于她全天保持专注。
Upon returning home, she organizes her to-do list.
在回家后，她开始整理待办事项。
She finds it helpful to write tasks down.
她觉得把任务写下来很有帮助。
This gives her a sense of accomplishment and helps reduce stress.
这给了她成就感，并有助于减少压力。
After planning, she begins working for a few hours.
在计划之后，她开始工作几小时。
At noon, she always takes a break for lunch.
中午，她总是休息一下吃午餐。
She likes to prepare a healthy and delicious meal.
她喜欢做一顿健康而美味的饭。
After lunch, Sophie continues with her work.
午餐后，索菲会继续她的工作。
She strives to finish the day's workload by afternoon.
她努力在下午完成一天的工作量。
In the evening, she allocates time to relax.
晚上，她为自己预留一些放松的时间。
She often relaxes by reading or listening to music.
她常常通过阅读或听音乐来放松。
In the evening, she often spends time talking with family.
晚上，她通常花时间与家人交谈。
This connection makes her feel fulfilled.
这种联系使她感到满足。
After dinner, she cleans the kitchen.
用过晚餐后，她会清理厨房。
Finally, Sophie goes to bed ready for another fulfilling day.
最后，索菲上床睡觉，准备迎接另一个充实的日子。
Introduction to the World of Transportation.
交通工具世界的介绍。
Paul describes the various means of transportation in a metropolis, from electric scooters to high-speed trains, and discusses their advantages and disadvantages.
Paul 描述了一座大城市中多样的交通工具，从电动滑板车到高速列车，并讨论了它们的优缺点。
When I was young, there were not so many transportation options in the city.
当我年轻的时候，城市里没有这么多交通工具。
We had buses, bicycles, and private cars.
我们有公共汽车、自行车和私人汽车。
Nowadays, the choices seem endless.
如今，选择似乎无穷无尽。
While electric scooters are eco-friendly, some people find them unsafe.
虽然电动滑板车是环保的，但有些人觉得它们不安全。
The subway is fast and affordable, yet can be extremely crowded during rush hours.
地铁是快速且实惠的，但高峰时段可能非常拥挤。
The bus system is extensive but always affected by traffic congestion.
公交车系统覆盖广泛，但总是受交通拥堵的影响。
Car sharing services offer flexibility but come at a higher cost.
共享汽车提供了灵活性，但成本较高。
Cycling is a healthy option, but not safe on all roads.
骑自行车是健康的选择，但不是在所有的道路上都安全。
Walking is free, but not always practical in a large city.
步行是免费的，但在大城市中并不总是实用的。
Each mode of transportation has its unique benefits.
每种交通方式都有它的独特优势。
For example, electric scooters are very convenient for short trips.
例如，电动滑板车在短途旅行中非常方便。
High-speed trains make long-distance travel faster and more efficient.
高铁让长途旅行变得更加快捷和高效。
Ultimately, the choice depends on personal needs and priorities.
最终，选择取决于个人的需求和优先级。
With technological advancements, more revolutionary options may emerge in the future.
随着技术的进步，未来可能会有更多革命性的选择。
Emerging electric vehicles and autonomous cars are transforming how people travel.
新兴的电动车和自动驾驶汽车正在改变人们的出行方式。
The future might be both efficient and sustainable.
未来可能是既高效又环保的。